Yes, it's back. Welcome to Hell. That's what this year's I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here's fresh recruits were told when they arrived in the jungle. That used to be the message for footballers who were going to play matches in Turkey. Did you watch last night's opening show? What did you think? What do you think of the lineup? 0845955678 if you were tuned in. Paul Martin, our media commentator, I'm sure, was glued to everything, our media celebrity commentator. So first of all, a rundown of the celebs, Paul. We've got what? Former BBC newsreader Michael Burke, Melanie Sykes, Jimmy Boulard, the former footballer, Carl Fogarty, who we were talking about earlier, who many listeners here will know from his motorcycling days, former girlfriend of Hugh Hefner, Kendra Wilkinson. I mean, it's not exactly saying come and watch me, is it?
Well, no.
Is it even B-list, is it?
Listen, I'm a shameless I'm a Celeb fan. I think the lineup this year is fantastic. And of course, the main person you didn't mention there who's stealing the show this year is Gemma Collins from The Only Way Is Essex. Somebody, by the way, that I strongly dislike, and that's Tania Mark. To say last night's episode, I'm sure the listeners will agree.
Sorry, Paul, we lost you there. You got as far as who you really dislike, and then we missed the name.
Sorry, as always. Well, Gemma Collins, to me, is the one who's going to really clean up on this show. Last night, she was absolutely outstanding.
Who is she?
Well, Gemma Collins is from The Only Way Is Essex, and she's a rather large girl, larger than life in many ways as well. As she opened up the show last night by failing to take the helicopter ride into the jungle, failing to parachute into the camp, which, of course, is the way you actually start the thing. And then she said in a typical Only Way Is Essex style, listen, it doesn't matter if I didn't make it in there. The slug beat the horse in the end. That's how the old saying goes, isn't it? So she's absolutely clueless. She's a dimwit, but she's a great, entertaining dimwit. She's going to make the show avid viewing this year.
You see, I have to say, I tweeted this last night, even the very thought of it has me looking for the pins that I was sticking in my eyes last year when it was on. It's horrendous.
I think in 2 weeks' time we're going to be having a conversation and you are going to be converted, because it is a good lineup this year. It's not always about how big the star is. For instance, my friend Nadia Ford, an Irish model who nobody knows in the UK, has been parachuted into the jungle. Nobody knows her, but she will be great TV. But I think you're going to change your mind, because there are some really funny characters. Jimmy Bullard as well, absolutely brilliant in yesterday when he was delving in amongst eels and snakes and all of this. And Carl Fogarty, surely he brings a bit of credibility to it.
That's, I know, but I don't want to see Carl Fogarty doing it. I want to see him riding a motorbike. I don't want to see him eating dried locusts.
I know, but it makes it more of a man. I mean, it gives me an excuse to watch it and still be a man. And this is why, ultimately, I think you're going to change your mind and get into the show this year.
Paul, I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you. Bring back Downton. That's what I say on a Sunday night at 9 o'clock.
You big woman.
Bit of classy TV. Paul, thanks for joining us this morning.